Good morning, Rod. Oh, sorry, Rod, you there?
Yes.
Ah, sorry about that. Good morning. Thanks very much for joining me.
Nice to talk to you.
Now, the volunteer speed test program aims to give customers a clearer understanding of the real speed and reliability of NBN services as opposed to the speed and reliability advertised by internet service providers. Is there a large discrepancy between real speeds and advertised speeds?
Well, there have been many complaints in recent months, and as far as the evidence shows, that there seem to be a lot of people who are obtaining speeds that are lower than what they were expecting to get. So yes, I think there's growing evidence that there are discrepancies.
And how are internet service providers feeling about this in-home speed test, if there are discrepancies popping up?
Well, I suppose it's to everyone's benefit, including the retail service providers, to try and get to the bottom of what the problems are, because at the moment, there's a bit of a blame game going on. Some of the retail service providers are questioning whether NBN network is up to the task, and in some cases, NBN has questioned whether the retail service providers have enough bandwidth. So, I guess one of the advantages of this study by the ACCC is it will help to get some clarity about where problems lie, and then those problems can be addressed.
Mm. Well, looking at the speed test, and now there's a sample of 2,000 homes, seems like a lot, but when you can consider the vast differences between connectivity in regional areas versus metro areas, how are things like this going to be accounted for in the test?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it does seem like a lot, but in fact, quite a number of people in the industry have commented that really it's not enough, because when you consider the wide range of locations where people have NBN, varying from cities to rural areas, and also the wide range of retail service providers, a population of 2,000 is really quite small, and it's possible that there won't be enough data to really get a good picture across the entire network. So I think some people have argued that maybe 10,000 might be a more appropriate number. But at least 2,000 is better than nothing, and it will start to give some information on where the problems are.
Mm. Well, that's right. It is a start. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Professor Rod Tucker about the NBN and the ACCC's proposed in-home broadband speed testing program. Now, the NBN is using a fibre-to-node service, but a lot of other countries are moving to the faster, more capable fibre-to-the-premises service. Is Australia going to be playing catch-up once the NBN is fully rolled out in 4 years' time?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think Australia is going to be way behind the rest of the world by the time the rollout is completed. Fortunately, we have a few people who are on fibre-to-the-premises before NBN stop rolling it out, and some customers on the HFC network will have reasonable download speeds, but those people on the fibre to the node network, which is at least half the population of Australia, are going to be way behind the rest of the world. Very few countries now are rolling out fibre to the node, and just about everywhere else in the world, fibre to the premises is being rolled out. So Australia is going to find itself at the time that the network's completed that it's really behind the rest of the world. And there will be necessary to catch up at that point in time. The problem is that there's really no money set aside in NBN Co's budget for that fairly expensive upgrade from fibre to the node to fibre to the premises.
So in 4 years' time, when we do land, as you said, presumably several years behind a lot of other countries in the world, what sort of impact is that going to have on Australia's, I suppose, internet usage and for the public, and I suppose for businesses and things like that as well?
I think the impact is going to be quite large, and we're moving into the age of the digital economy, and many of our neighbouring countries in Southeast Asia and also in Europe are taking the digital economy on with great gusto, and businesses in particular, and I think of businesses in rural areas also, in Australia are not going to have the advantages that that their competitors might have in other countries. So I think that the impact on Australia's ability to really take advantage of the internet and the emerging digital economy is going to be very seriously hobbled by this the fact that we have an inferior, we're building an inferior national broadband network.
It's worrying, and I think it seems like we're thinking relatively small scale. If we're worrying about, you know, how the NBN's looking at the moment and doing testing, perhaps we should be worrying a little bit more about 4 years down the line when we find ourselves really in the thick of it. Rod, thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk about this.
Thank you.